I speak with Freddy Jakubucci from the Camara de Comercio y Turismo LGBT y Diversidad de Chile. Chile as a gay and lesbian destination. You represent Chile here at the ITB, at the Pink Pavilion, the first time, I think so. Why you are here and what offers Chile for gay and lesbian?
Okay, in Chile, the last year was the first opportunity for to make this chamber for introduce to the world Chile like a friendly destination. This government now actually, they are working a lot for open the doors for work, for the equal rights for the people, you know, for marriage and many things. And they want work with us, with the chamber, for the promotion around the world for Chile, send the message that Chile is a good destination for LGBT people. It's our first year we are working in this, and ITB is the first time in the history Chile participate or have a little stand for promotion. This is historic, you know?
This historic at the ITB and the first time to present LGBT tourism.
LGBT tourism Chile is the first time in the history is in the participation in a big fair in around the world. It's the first in all.
What offers Chile for gay and lesbian? You have some destination to where I can go?
Chile have many nature because for especially for the girls is a big destination for the adventure destination, the Patagonia in the south, the desert in the north.
It's more for girls?
No, it's for all, because but in the side of the nature adventure is especially for girls, because the girls looking for more adventure. And for the boys, we have the very nice destination like Easter Island. It's it's 5 hours from Santiago. It's like a Polynesian island, but from Chile.
What is the name?
Easter Island, or in Spanish, Isla de Pascua. It's very popular destination. We have all area the center. We have ski stations for ski. We have shopping, good food in Santiago, the capital. We have Valparaíso. Valparaíso is very nice place. It's, I don't know in English how to say it. It's Patrimonio de la Humanidad. Humanity, patrimonial. I don't remember, but it's a huge city, port, very antique. It's very, very nice. And this is for all, for boys and girls.
And Santiago de Chile also offers a lot for gay and lesbian?
Yes, we have one neighborhood, is Bellavista. And in Bellavista you can find bars, some discos, a lot of restaurants, theater, ballet. It's very nice.
You said you are the first time at the ITB. You have many contacts here?
Many people come to the stand for us about Chile. Many interests. I am surprising because many people looking information about Chile. The people feel it's a new destination for gay people.
For you, the ITB is a success?
For me, yes, because it's our first time, because we have the possibility for to make many contacts, new contacts, for to work together the LGBT tourists.
When I will get more information about the gay and lesbian tourism, you have a website in English?
The website right now is in Spanish, but very close, we are working for to make the same web in English, bilingual. Yeah.
And you will have get people from Europe to visit Chile. I think more people come to Chile from the American countries.
I think for us, all people is important. But we think European travelers is they will find in Chile many attractions, you know, and Chile have a lot for offer for the gay people, European gay people.
You mean nature and culture?
Nature, culture. Santiago is very nice city, very modern, very. You have good food, many things for to do. Shopping is good for shopping.
For the shopping queens. when it's the best time to visit Chile?
All year is good time. Depends the people looking for. For example, in winter we have from Santiago, the capital, 50 kilometers. You have the Andes, the most important station for ski. From 1 hour and a half from Santiago, you have the sea, the Ocean Pacific. If you like desert, in the north, Atacama, San Pedro de Atacama, is all year.
You have a gay pride in Santiago?
We have the first gay pride parade the last year and the 2 years ago. And I think each year will be in growth.
And which month gay pride is?
July.
And the communication, you must speak Spanish when you visit Chile, or English is also good?
Spanish, official language is Spanish, but many people speak English. But all people is possible make a communication in all places.
Okay, then we get some information about Chile. Thank you very much for the interview, and I wish you a very successful ITB.
Thank you to you for the opportunity for to speak about Chile, and for this is our first time we can tell about Chile.
Thank you.